What's the one thing cuter than emu chicks? Emu chicks under the care of chickens, of course. Currently at the Simbayo Wildlife Park in Helensburg, two emu chicks have been fostered out to a couple of chickens after their father didn't show much interest in raising them. Their adorable names are Muffin and Socks after characters on the popular cartoon Bluey. We have zookeeper Daniel Rumi on the line to talk about this adorable parenting situation. Hi, Dan.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Busy.
Emus are often raised entirely by their fathers, who are usually the best full-time dads in the bird world. Is there any reason this emu father didn't take much interest in his chicks?
We're not really sure, to be honest. It's been a couple of years since he'd had chicks, so I think he was just a little bit more interested in the neighbouring female emu, but it was a bit surprising, but I'm sure next year things will probably go back to normal. But to be honest, the chicks are developing so well anyway that it's not a major concern.
Yeah, awesome. So you've paired the emu chicks with a couple of hens. Why did you pair them with these chickens? Is there any reason why you chose these particular hens in particular?
Probably because of their age and their size. They were quite young hens anyway. And basically what we're wanting to happen with the emu chicks is they mimic the behaviour of the chickens. And to learn those key behaviours that they would normally learn from dad, which is foraging, looking for food, eating, finding water. Now, the main role that an adult male emu would, in terms of when he's raising his chicks, is also those things, but protection. But obviously in a wildlife park or a zoo facility like ours, there's no real threats to the emus. So the chickens have taught them all the essential things that they need to survive.
Yeah, I've also seen a lot of pictures of the emu chicks outgrowing their adoptive chicken parents, which is very cute. But do you see any issues in the future with the chicken-emu relationship as the emus continue to grow larger?
Well, that's the thing. The emus are growing almost a kilo a week quicker. They're dwarfing the chickens quite rapidly. So I guess what the process will be now that they've... The emus are perfectly settled now. They know exactly how to be an emu, and very soon we'll probably go through the process of moving the chickens back with the rest of the chooks, and the emus can grow up just with each other.
Yeah, fantastic. So for anyone wanting to see the emu chicks, are they currently on display at the wildlife park now? And how much longer do you reckon it'll stay like that?
Well, the emu chicks are still quite small, so it's a great time to see them. But obviously, because they do grow so rapidly, they will eventually adopt the same, I guess, feathering as the adult birds. But over the next couple of months, best time to see them. They are on display. Obviously, it's school holidays, so lots of people are enjoying them. It's always funny seeing, a stripy little bird running around when they get their zoomies. So definitely a key highlight at Simbio at the moment.
Yeah, it sounds really adorable. Thanks so much, Dan.
Anytime. Thanks, mate.
Thank you.